welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who's on her third dry white wine and is telling your crying sister to harden up.
And I'm Bron Lewis and I'm the auntie who laughs during your kids' shit school recitals.
And I'm Rob Bills. I'm your auntie who constantly shouts at you, "You can't say anything anymore."
Welcome to your two drunk aunties. Now, Rob Millsy Mills, thank you for coming on the goddamn podcast. It's wonderful to have you here. What's your history with drunk aunties? Have you got a few drunk aunties in your life?
I wish I could. We've been truthful here, aren't we? It's a circle of trust.
Oh my god, absolutely.
Yeah, no one will hear this. No one listens.
No one listens.
I think I've got one. We've never really talked about it, but I'm pretty sure she's drunk.
Like, they're usually drunk, just hanging out, dancing.
So you're saying like drunk as in like alcoholic drunk. You're just like, you know when drunk aunties, what I think is just like have two white wines. And then say what they think.
And have a little dance.
Oh, and I've got some of them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But then I've actually got one. But we should probably.
Oh, yeah. You've got a real one.
I've got a real one. Okay. We probably don't need to go into that at the moment.
No.
Go to the fun ones. Let's do the fun ones.
Mum is a drunk auntie.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And my mum basically is, you can't say anything anymore. She, like, you picked the right one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
At your book launch, she was shouting out a lot.
She grabbed the microphone.
Yeah, she grabbed the microphone. Oh. That's a fun drunk auntie.
I was trying to talk about the book. She's like, anyway, here's a bit of Barbra Streisand, everyone.
One, two, three.
I managed to walk in the joy part.
Don't give the mic to your son who's an actual singer. I'll do it. I'm fine.
Yesterday I went to my mum's neighbour's who's just been moved into a nursing home.
Oh, so okay.
I went and sang. Mum had set up a karaoke machine with her best friend.
Great.
And they were singing karaoke. Mum's like, "Do you think you can come down just for a little bit?" I said, "Yeah, I'll come down." And so I sang for a room of 10 people. Some of them probably won't make it till next year. No. It was
nice to think about.
Smack my bitch up.
It was very...
Sorry, I did they all, loved it.
I did all the hits. And now the end is near. Without a word of a lie, my mum sang that song. And I was like,
oh, wow.
It's a bit morbid, mum. She's like, no, it's a great song. It's
a
great
song. They need to know.
No, they love it. They love it.
Still send your invoice?
She just sings that one line over and over. And now you face your final curtain. And now the end is near.
And you're pointing at them as you go.
Yeah, I just want to think about of all their asides. It's true. They've got not much time left. Look at them. Look at her.
God, she's not well, is she? Yeah. Hold a mirror up to her. Just see if she's breathing. Yeah, she's fine.
Also, let her have a hard good look at herself.
Also,
dreadful.
Yeah.
You look dreadful, Deirdre.
Oh, yeah.
You're falling apart, Deirdre.
Put a bit of makeup on. Yeah. What's wrong with a bit of makeup?
Right, you can't say anything.
Yeah, you let yourself go, haven't you?
We have segment one today.
Sorry.
Letter to your aunties. Right. So we give beautiful advice to these wonderful people. Rob,
beautiful.
You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Dear aunties, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 3 months and neither of us have said I love you yet.
Ooh.
How do I broach this without seeming like a psycho? Rachel. Isn't that beautiful?
Rachel.
3 months. It's a while. It's okay.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Because it's a festive season.
It is. We're recording this in Christmas 2005.
In it.
Can you put it in a Christmas bonbon?
Oh, that's fun. So we should wait till next
that's
Christmas.
Very romantic.
It's a long time to wait, though.
It's a 15-month wait.
Yeah. We've been dating for 15 months. He still hasn't said it, waiting for that bonbon.
And then opens it and it just says, I love you inside.
Oh, that's nice.
But what do you mean broach it, Rachel? Why don't you just say it?
You just say it.
What do you
can
mean
you say
it?
I think she's embarrassed. She? After 3 months, she's like, am I coming on too strong?
Oh,
yeah.
Am I coming
kids
on too
these
strong?
Days.
You
back in my day.
Say love anymore.
You walk up, you grab them by the face and say, I love you.
I love you.
Whether that you know them or not.
Exactly.
Well, I text people all the time. I'm like, I love you too. That's what I send. People don't need to send me I love you. I write I love you too to lots of people. Did it to Bron the other day. It's fun.
It was really good. So my partner's never met Sam and we were watching a show on my laptop and then a text notification came up and it just said, Sammy Peterson, I love you too.
Beautiful.
And Lucas, my partner, was like, what's that? And I was like, I didn't write that to him.
Did you? I never would.
That's why I had to get my phone out and show him. Not that he was like, I don't know. I don't know this guy. What's going on? I was like, I didn't say it. He's just a fucking idiot.
I love you too is quite nice. I think it's quite a nice thing to say.
That's
I love
one
you
way
too.
To do it.
That's one way to do it. Just text. You lean in with the response
before the action.
Do you do it quietly? Are you like, I love you? And just say they go, what?
And then just say, what do you think I said?
What do you think I said? What did you want me to say?
Yeah.
What did you think you wanted me to say?
What are you hoping for?
What are you hoping for that you said I would say if you wanted to say something as well?
I think three months is a good amount of time.
I think so.
I mean, if you're seeing other people, probably not.
Yeah,
probably,
sure.
Like, because sometimes in the 3 month period, you can still be seeing other people.
Sure.
Like,
can you?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
They can. Speaking for my own circumstances.
In 2 years is the limit.
2 years and then people. You cut it off. Imagine being married and going, should we be exclusive?
Yeah.
I don't think after I've 6 ever. Years together. Should we be exclusive? Haven't we been? Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I love you.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes. I love you.
I love you.
And yes, there it is.
I love you, Rachel.
I love you.
I don't think I've ever dated two people at one time.
Okay. Oh, modern day dating.
Please, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can do anything. You can do anything
now.
You just can't say anything.
You can't say anything.
I was chatting to a mate yesterday and he was saying he is dating three at the moment, but they all know.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm dating other people. It's like his very own bachelor. He's like,
Usher Gunsberg's in the corner.
Yeah, Usher's there. Who do you want to give the rose to?
Who do you want to give the rose to tonight?
Have you ever dated two people at one time, and even if they knew? Obviously, many years ago.
I think I was never exclusively, do you know what I mean? Like, I've never, never.
Yeah.
I think I was going on a few dates here and there, but never like concurrently. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But isn't that what your friend's doing?
Yeah. As I said, this was six. Well, I've been with Georgie for 6 years now. So
that's amazing.
The world has changed. What I'm saying is the world has changed.
You're exclusive?
Oh, last week.
I love you.
Throw a bob on.
We've been engaged for a couple of years and I was like, you want to go exclusive?
This might be bold. I love you.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. I think that's a fun way to say it.
Sam, have
you
dated more than one person at one time?
I have.
Whoa.
I have.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. But they knew about it. Like, it wasn't like, but then, you know, then you have an exclusivity chat.
Yeah. See, this is astounding.
I love you.
I just go straight in. I just go straight in and then I just am like, well, that's it.
One day.
I say, yeah. When she was
one
like,
day.
Oh, three.
One day.
One day for prom.
Yeah, One Direction.
Oh, one direction so prom. Gross.
No, it's not gross. One Direction is not gross.
Hey.
Paul and I have a fight. The two drunk aunties are kicking off. Hey.
You can't say anything anymore.
Hey.
You're such a mum.
Hey. Rachel, baby girl, when you said.
Love you, baby girl.
Hey, I don't love her.
No.
I've only met her.
Very in 3 months, I'll send a bonbon. You'll know. When you get a bonbon in the mouth, you'll know.
When she said it's been 3 months, I was like, oh, that's only just begun. But not for me. I would have said it ages ago.
Wow.
Lazy. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I just love.
I just love. I just give yourself
a strong. That's a strong
I just love.
Love
a lot.
You just love a lot.
That's good.
I love you.
Bron's got a lot of feelings.
Oh, love you too.
Good luck, Rachel.
And Georgie. Good luck, Georgie.
Just say it.
Good luck in life.
Yeah, I'll tell Georgie we're in a throuple.
Yeah. Don't call
She'll
me again.
Love it.
We've got the next one. Dear aunties, my partner and I don't have sex anymore. Bron, you're not going to like this one.
I wrote this.
Bron hates sex. My partner and I don't have sex anymore. We used to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
And now it's just not happening anymore. I might be acting crazy, but I'm getting the feeling that he might be interested in someone else. Mm. Bron. No, it's Jess. Imagine, aren't we having fun?
Who's Jess?
Jess.
This is the person.
Oh, this is Jess. Great.
I'm not just bringing up someone else all of a sudden. Jess, what do you think? Is there someone in the corner? Jess, what do you think about this? She's behind the bush. What are you thinking?
Bronda's impressions, go.
We just cut 10 minutes out of the pot again. She didn't have to be Indian.
She's from China.
What do you do in a situation like this, Rob? What do you think? As a drunk auntie, your advice, do you think you need to do some snooping?
Never snooping. I hate the snooping.
I agree. I am a private investigator.
Yeah, always delegate your snooping. Yeah, that's people.
Always, yeah. I ain't got time to snoop myself, but I'll delegate.
No.
Also,
here are the keys to their flat.
Jess.
Is there the iPhone code to get into the phone?
It's fine. Yeah.
Now I'm not a big.
Here's my face to use. That's what you do. Face up to. Here's a picture of my face to use. I could just have the code. That's my face to use.
No, Liggy, does that actually work? Can you actually take a photo of someone and use it as the face?
Need a 3D photo, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good to know. Hologram. Okay,
I've got
a dark path. Sorry, guys.
You wouldn't snoop.
No,
I'm not a snooper, but you should definitely tell your partner that you'd like more sex. I'm a big fan of the honesty chat. I mean, there's nothing sexy about it, but like we're coming to the end of the year at the moment. Maybe you do one of the end of the year review.
And
you say, hey, guys, also put in a bonbon.
always
put in a bonbon.
Sex, just say sex.
More.
Yeah, sex. Yes, please.
Question mark.
Yeah. Knock, who's there? Sex. Yes, please.
I'll have what she's having, thank you. Sounds like a really bad joke.
You can't say anything anymore.
You can't say anything anymore.
Bonbons do have bad jokes in it.
They
so
do.
It actually
they
makes
do.
Sense. That's I think true. You're onto something.
Yes.
So and it's not sex.
I think I would definitely, say, just say what you want.
Say what you want.
I'm a big fan of the honesty is the best policy. And there's nothing sexy about talking about sex.
Yeah.
But then once
that's true.
Once you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is the thing. We're doing it.
Wrong just face, even when you just said sex, she
just got like, upset. Yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah. So upset.
Yucky, yucky.
I'm just a very visual person. I'm just a very visual person. Oh, okay.
I'm very unsexy.
Very unsexy.
I'm not worried about you.
I am. Oh, you're thinking about your partner?
No. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking about Jess.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I miss her.
So come back, Jess. Come back. You love her.
No, I think, you just have to ask. I think it's wild that you would just assume they're seeing someone else. You're very insecure, Jess. Mm. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, girl?
What's happened?
What's going on, baby doll? Maybe get a fringe.
Who hurt you? Oh, yeah. I did it.
I think change. Have a little change in your life. Ooh, feel sexy again.
Yeah.
You know,
get some.
I like to do that. I like to get a fringe.
Yeah.
Famously.
Fake eyelashes.
I got fake eyelashes. I'm going to grow them out. Beautiful. I'm going to get a tight perm.
Yeah, get your lips done. I would say get your lips done, get your face done, get your boobs done,
and
then feel sexy about yourself again.
Yes,
men love when you completely change who you are as a person.
Oh, they love it. Yeah, I think I've worked out though that men actually like to be told they're a bit stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm putting my hand up. I'm a bit of an idiot.
Hey, but like, sometimes
I'm a dumb boy too.
If you're just told, hey, I would like this, you're like, oh. Okay, well, let's try that.
Yeah.
But if you don't say anything, we're not going to work it out.
Yeah.
There is very few men that will work it out. And don't get drunk and try and work it out. Say it sober.
Okay.
Say it sober.
The whole point of this podcast, though.
Yeah, we get drunk and say it.
We do.
Oh,
but that's what...
You can't say anything anymore unless you've had six Proseccos.
And then you can say what you want.
That's right. Prosecco.
That's really funny.
Thank you so much.
That is fun and good.
So you miss Jess. You love her.
To stop having sex, though.
Sure.
And then it will come back.
Separate beds.
It'll come back.
No, it'll come back. You just go through cycles. You can't just be on all the time.
Yeah, lunar cycles.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sure. The moon's out. We're on.
Oh.
It's a full moon tonight. You know what that means.
It's business time.
I'm going to bed.
I'm getting a bonbon.
Doing my fringe. Thanks for writing in, Jess. She's over there. Good to see you, Jess.
Thanks,
but
Jess.
Good luck. We've given her Rob gave great advice.
Rob did. I was private investigator right away. Don't fuck about.
Yeah, he's definitely seeing other people.
Absolutely.
No one has time except for your friend, Rob.
Yeah, no one's got time for that.
No.
I don't know how he's doing it.
How? He mustn't have
the admin alone.
Spare time.
Bloody hell.
Recently single.
Women like to talk.
That's our catchphrase.
Jeez, those are hard to listen to, those two. That's drunk aunties. Now, if you want to send us a letter, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com, or if you want to leave this little voicemail, speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. We'll leave that all in the show notes.
Yeah, especially if you got an accent. I want to hear it.
Especially got a sexy accent.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, and Bron will imitate it.
I will.
That is for sure.
For sure.
That is for sure. Whether you like it or not, that is for sure. Now we've got the next segment, Live, Laugh, Love. And I'm going to read you two some jokes and see what you think of these jokes.
Did you say live?
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. This is the thing that I will always see at like my mum's house.
Yes, of course.
It's on a wall somewhere.
Right. What's your mum's name?
Bronwyn, but everyone calls her Bill. She's got a nickname called Bill.
Bill's her name is Bronwyn.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Do you know what that means?
What does it mean? What does Bronwyn mean?
You don't know?
It means love.
It doesn't.
It definitely doesn't.
It means sex. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And ever.
Well, what does Robert mean?
Bonbon.
I have no idea. I've never really looked into it. No.
Do you want to look right now?
Yes, please.
Yep. Sure.
I must know.
So tell me, what is at Rob Millsy Mills mean?
Yeah.
What does the name Rob mean?
Yeah. Or Robert?
Robert. A pet form of Robert, a Norman name originally from the Germanic crod meaning fame and famous or
bright.
Oh, my
God.
What a feeling.
That's really beautiful. Your mum from
it
when
means
you.
That song.
Oh my gosh.
If you just say, what does Robert mean? You play that song.
Oh, that's Flashdance, not Fame. I think I sang the wrong song.
That's
just
fine.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, you got it.
We did the karaoke song with the drunk aunties at the Christmas party.
Do you know what Samuel means?
I don't, but my name's not Samuel. It's actually just Sam.
Is it?
Yep.
What? Sometimes your parents are so relaxed.
Sometimes
so chill about it.
Yeah, I think I've called you Samuel before. You must have been like, who's she talking to?
I said, shut the fuck up. God has heard.
Yeah, knew what? It.
Sam, a gender-neutral name with American origins, means God has heard. The name originally served as a nickname for other names like Samantha, Samuel, and Samson, but the shortened form became popular in its own right.
No, it
Sam's
didn't. Are
you're usually
making this up.
Best friends with Bronwyns. That's
See,
interesting.
I can't believe I said that. I knew it. I could tell.
Because I stopped talking properly. Like, and then the other thing happened.
It's
That's
a
improv,
very
baby.
Popular
Look it up.
Name.
What does Bronwyn mean?
Bronwyn means white breast.
Very nice.
I bet your mum has
just
that
so
tattoo.
Just so you know, I get
somewhere.
My eyes up the whole time then. I kept my eyes up the whole time, man.
I made such strong eye contact with you.
Did you see them?
Sure.
Where did my eyes go? Went straight out the window.
White breast.
Straight out the window.
Looking right at my white breast.
No, interesting. White breast.
Lovely.
Or sometimes it says white breasted.
Well, that would make more sense.
Yeah, no.
Because
white breasted
they don't often come in
singular.
Ones. Yeah, they don't often come
singular.
In ones.
A singular pasty white tit. That's your mum.
That's your mum. I'm talking about your mum right now.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
They're not singular. I've seen them both.
Oh, okay. This is sexy.
And they're not white. She spends a lot of time out in the sun.
Getting bright red.
Yeah, mum spends a lot of time in a sarong. She is the epitome of a drunk auntie.
Oh my God, your mum is.
Why is that sarong tied so loosely? Mum, oh, and the breeze. Are you not wearing pants as well? Oh,
oh
about why
are
you wearing pants? It's hot.
I'm showing them all my white breast.
I've got some jokes. You ready for the jokes?
Oh, yes, sorry.
My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records, but then the librarian told me to take it out.
You can't say anything anymore.
You can't say anything anymore. I once saw a one-handed man in a secondhand store. I told him, I don't think they have what you're looking for.
That's rude.
It's a rude one.
It's a rude,
it's a rude
you can't
thing to say
that
a one-handed
someone.
Man.
Yeah, he's just trying to do his best.
Just trying to do his best.
He's been getting on with his life.
Yeah, that's like me in a smiling store, am I right? It's this thing on. Already having fun. Why can't Miss Piggy count to 70? Because every time she gets to 69, she gets little frogs stuck in her throat. That got me.
That's
that got
good.
Me and I found it.
That's really good.
You've heard it before.
I've heard that one. That's a good one.
When you
never read that one before.
When you found that, did you go, this is going to kill.
This is going to
kill.
Well.
You know what? I'm doing this at the next stand-up.
White breast over here loves Miss Piggy.
I do. We
do.
You bring her up all the time.
I actually do.
I think you do have a crush on her.
A little bit.
Is she in love with you?
What is E.T. short for? Because he's got little legs.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh,
nice,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that
a fun
okay.
One?
Okay. Okay, fine.
That was a little grammar one, but then I was about to lean in.
Good.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
You said it so fast.
I said it so fast.
You know me. I need slowly, please.
Why is diarrhea hereditary? It runs in your genes.
That's
fun, isn't it?
That's really also good. Disgusting.
It's
again,
also
very visual person. Now I can think, all I can think of is some diarrhea running through
and
your
And you're
the
only one in genes. So,
a a genealogist looks up the family tree. A gynecologist looks up the family bush.
No, you can't say anything anymore.
Can't say anything anymore. Bron's offended. So, Mickey, you said you're divorcing Minnie because she's really silly. No, I said he's fucking goofy.
Oh, he is. Oh, so Mickey's fucking goofy.
Oh, I think
goofy.
It was meant to be she, but I didn't proofread that.
Do you want to do it again?
I'll do it again. Let's do one more for fun.
Yeah, do it again.
So
I like when Sam goes again.
Fun. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
So Mickey, you said you're divorcing Minnie because she's. Oh,
no, you
gotta
go again. We'll get
it. Claim.
Yeah.
So Mickey. You said you're divorcing Minnie because she's really
sorry,
silly.
Sorry, I stuffed it. That was on you.
You can't laugh before the joke's over.
It's absolutely got to be worth it too.
Yeah.
So, Mickey, you said you're divorcing Minnie because she's really silly. No, I said she's fuck. No, that was right.
No, we got it.
We got this one. So, Mickey, you said you're divorcing Minnie because she's really silly. No, I said she's fucking goofy.
Very good. That was it.
You
that
like
was
that good. One?
It was worth it.
Oh, I didn't like it.
We got one more.
It was worth the wait.
Was absolutely.
It was.
Well,
it's
was
always worth
takes?
The wait. Yeah. It's always worth the wait.
Yeah, always.
I understand how you get Bob from Robert and Bill from William, but how do you get Dick from Richard? You ask him nicely.
So I went early then because
I think you was. I didn't say
kind of. I just saw the word dick.
Dick.
Like that's
dick
how childish I am. Yeah, yeah.
Dick
laughed.
Was good.
Yeah,
was
like, oh,
how
yeah.
do you get Bill from Bromwyn? That's what I want to know.
Bad nicknames. Long story. Let's not. It's okay. It's a boring story.
We don't have time to go.
We're on the top.
Oh, just okay. I'm interested. Is that what I do?
I'll tell you offline. I'll tell you offline.
Offline. It's top secret.
Off pod.
I'll tell you IRL.
IRL. We got the next segment.
Spooky.
So spooky.
Oh, this is God. Fun. This
is what fun. Happens here?
I should have warned you.
It's
before
a seance.
You came.
We're going to do a seance.
We're going to do a little seance.
On what do you do a seance on?
A Ouija. A Ouija. A Ouija.
How do you spell it?
A Ouija. A Ouija.
Absolutely kills me. Okay. So, what happens in this segment is I will read a spooky story that I have read. I find these spooky stories online. Have you heard of it? Yeah. And
She surfs the web.
I surf. I hang 10 for a bit.
Yeah.
And collect some scary stories. They're spooky. I read them in the day, but I am nervous. And then when I read them out loud, you might be scared.
I will be scared. I'm actually.
Oh, you easily scared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
But I also love being scared. So do I close my eyes?
You can.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you want, I'll put spooky music under this later as well.
Yeah,
so you got it. Whoa. Got him a beauty.
Yeah, you got me.
That's a hilarious practical joke.
Yeah, it was really good.
So this is people writing in like real scary things that have happened to them. Okay. It's called Forgotten Memory.
Oh, okay.
That is, what was that?
that's good. Cool.
Oh, that's bad. That was bad.
Can you get out of it? Good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Is this growing thing on? Up, my bedroom was the only one that faced the front of the house/street.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. When I was about 8 or 9, I woke up to my dad calmly but firmly telling me to get up and go into the bathroom and shut the door.
That's how I grew up. My parents would always tell me when to poop.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Look at scary. Is it going to be scary?
Okay. So the dad's just said, get up, go to the bathroom and shut the door. I was annoyed.
Yeah.
It was the middle of the night. I want to sleep.
Middle of night. Yeah. It's 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Horrific. Yeah. I do it now. I'm furious if my partner wakes me up.
Absolutely.
And that's why you've fallen in love with me. I was annoyed because I was half asleep, but I listened.
Okay.
Oh, Dad, it's calmly and firmly telling you something. You listen.
Yeah, you listen. Definitely. Every time. Yeah. Always listen.
I mean,
who's your dad?
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's right.
I mean, kids don't listen these days.
No,
Gen
Z.
Can't say anything anymore.
So offended.
Apparently, I was more tired than I realised because I fell asleep on the bathroom floor.
Oh, we've all been there. That's spooky.
Happy holidays, everyone.
I'm spooked out. Okay, the next morning, I asked my mum, what happened? She seemed oblivious and confused. Women do, though.
Women do.
Well, absolutely.
Women do.
I can't even say it out loud. Without laughing.
Women do.
Yeah. Spooky. Spooky women
spooky,
do.
Spooky women. Oh, God. Spooky women.
I looked up at my dad, and she looked at me as if I was crazy.
She?
The mother.
The mother, okay.
The oblivious idiot.
That checks out. That definitely checks out.
The moron cooking breakfast.
This is spooky.
I asked him, why did you wake me up? He denied doing it.
Oh, my God.
I was becoming, whoa.
Goosebumps.
Guys, have a look. These are real goosebumps.
Holy hell.
That's scary goosebumps.
I've got a haunting voice. And this is a terrifying story. Yeah. I was becoming frustrated to the point of tears.
I've been there.
Yeah. But ultimately, I let it go.
Sure. Okay. You go back to bed.
Oh.
Fast forward to college.
Oh, my God.
Fast forward.
Is a jump.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how long she let it go for. Yeah.
I could do that again if you need.
College, like American college?
Yep.
That's like university?
Yep. University jump.
Correct. Yep. Yep. So we're going all the way to uni. She is a grown woman.
Let's go with like 9 years jump.
Yeah, okay.
Just,
if you want to do that.
Yeah,
okay. Nine years.
Just for everyone.
That's more of a...
Can't stand that, man.
Does his own sound effects. It's pretty impressive.
I'm like Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Okay.
You do have the technology to put actual music underneath.
You actually don't need to.
It's got so many buttons.
I've got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Fast forward to college. 9 years. Don't do the sounds. I was home for one of my breaks and I decided to ask again. It's time to bring it up.
Nine years later.
Yes. It's tradition.
Spooky. It's time to bring it up.
Open the box.
Open the box.
I hadn't thought of the night for years. But it still bothered me.
Of course it did.
This time my dad goes, ha, I was wondering if you even remembered that. Turns out that a lot of the houses on our block were being vandalised and robbed all those years ago. Someone had broken into our garage and was inside our house. My room was partially over the garage. My dad heard it and quietly got me into safety, which was the bathroom. Police were called. The guy ran. He was never caught. However, my parents didn't want me terrified for the rest of my life, so they pretended like nothing happened. It wasn't supernatural, sure.
Sure.
But it was unsettling.
Wow. Oh my that God, is I'm spooky. So
spooky. It's That's spooky. Spooky.
And the man was dead the whole time. That's spooky as hell.
Was
spooky.
It Bruce Willis?
Yeah,
I'm glad it's light when we record these. That's what I'm saying right now. I'm glad it's light when we record these because I will be. I'll say that quietly into a microphone.
You can swear on this.
I would. Thank you. I'd be fucking shitting my fucking pants. I'm fucking here.
Okay, too much.
I'm sorry about that. I do apologize about that.
It runs in the jeans.
Runs in the jeans. Thank you so much.
Runs in the jeans.
That was spooky.
Very scary.
That was really scary.
Yeah. Has anyone ever broken into your house?
No, I don't think I've.
They wouldn't dream of it.
No,
trying to break out. Am I right? Having some fun.
That's good.
Yeah, I put the locks on the outside. That's right.
Very good.
We're doing Fritzel gags again. Fritzel's back.
Women, they were confused and what is it? Confused and oblivious.
Yeah, that's right.
Classic female traits.
Classic female traits.
That is pretty terrifying. Though, what would you rather though? Would you rather be told from your parents that someone did break in, or just like keep it a secret so you think it's like,
and just make her seem like she was mental forever? Like she would forever be
What's
like,
worse?
Well, obviously what they did, they're terrible parents.
Terrible parents.
Her parents, mum, confused and oblivious. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's not a good place to be.
That is not a good place to be.
Or a grown up.
She's probably drunk.
Probably drunk.
Obviously.
One of
them. One of them. Was her name Karen?
Absolutely.
Always Karen.
Yeah. One tit out. And then the dad was just like, what are you talking about? That never happened. And so she gone through a whole life being like, I can't trust myself. I can't trust men. I can't trust women.
Can't trust anybody anymore.
Zero trust. She's gone through a whole life without trusting. And what she could have done is just not trust one person who's broke into her house.
She's probably got some sort of social.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's all disorder. She doesn't know how to make friends.
She's going to now start breaking into other people's houses.
Oh, that's how it starts.
That's how it always starts.
Cyclical, isn't it? Cyclical.
God, it spooked us out.
I'm scared.
Thank you. I did get goosebumps. I'm very easily spooked.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I'm just going to move this.
Frisian, they call that, guys. Do you know that?
What's that?
It's called Frisian.
Frisian.
Do you want to move that towards your mouth a little bit? Oh, you're good. You're good. You got this. You're so good. Got to love you.
When you say that, when you whisper Frisian. That, do you want to move that closer to your mouth?
Yeah.
On a podcast? Just be careful with how that's going. Like, there'll be visuals.
Okay.
Just be careful.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's just the way you whispered it. It was weird. It was a bit weird.
I whispered it gently.
Yeah, it was weird.
We've got the next segment. Comment section.
Oh, good.
This
good,
is fun.
Good,
this is
good,
fun.
Good.
The comment section. The most wonderful places on the internet is a comment section, as we all famously know. And look, I found these gorgeous reviews of a place, and I want you to guess what sort of place this establishment is.
Okay. What internet? Where? What location? Do I need to,
you need to know? No, just what sort
what
of place?
Kind
is,
of,
what
okay.
kind of place?
Like a restaurant or like a CD shop?
Yes.
Sanity, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Blast from Past.
Let's forget.
It was a dream job.
Absolutely.
We all wanted it.
Absolutely.
And then we're working at Coles. Like, I wanted that job at
Donut
Sanity.
King.
Now I'm working at Coles.
Yeah.
Nothing
I
break.
Like,
yeah.
I shot and I missed. Yeah.
Abracabab.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good job.
The magic kebab shop.
Was that your first job? Or Coles?
Coles.
Pretty good.
Video
That's
Easy.
Good.
Faster clean. Pasta.
Hey. Yeah. Video Easy is a really good one.
Video Easy is the best one. I actually did. I scored. Yeah,
did everyone? Was everyone kind and rewind?
Did they become? No, we had the rewinder thing.
And no one did.
Charge them for that?
You did charge. Yeah, you got
you
charged.
To charge them.
Now, Blockbuster used to charge. Video Easy. Everything was easy there.
Everything's
That's so
easy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'll take my videos over easy. Thanks. One star. So the first few, it's going to be hard to guess, but I just thought these were fun little comments here. One star. Worst place in Melbourne. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Staff are fucking rude. And I would love to know what the time they open.
Video Easy.
What the
Video Easy.
What
1998.
The time they open.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah. Look, They don't know what time they're open. They're a bit confused about it. We've got more. We've got more. Don't worry about it.
Thank
you. One star.
Yes.
Dear management, in my previous post, you boldly replied, undermining my statements and pretty much denying my accusations. Now, please note, if my review wasn't the truth, it wouldn't have got four people giving it the thumbs up.
Oh, she's got a point.
She's got a point. She's got a point. One star. Never, never go there. You are unsafe. If you want to hear my full story, follow me on Instagram. Casanova _up.
I'm sorry, what? Casanova?
Casanova _up.
What's the up?
Did I don't know what the up is.
Did you up? Did you follow? Tell me you followed them on Instagram.
Absolutely. Checking out what they're all about. They haven't accepted. Yep. One star. I have to change my review from 5 to 2 stars.
Oh.
As for the last 3 months or more, the shower temperature. This is the first
time. Okay. Yep. We've got a clue.
The shower temperature is all over the place. Most of the time, it's room temp, and sometimes all you get is cold. One time, I actually had to go to the room for a shower because of this. I've emailed the center, no reply, about the issue, spoken to many staff who are aware of the issue, but it doesn't get fixed. I can't stand it anymore, and I'm moving to East Keilor instead. It certainly didn't used to be like this.
Is this Toys R Us?
It's not Toys R Us.
Oh, okay.
Have a shower. You're always showering in Toys R Us. Yeah.
Sorry. I thought it was like there's Toys R Us at High Point. Sorry. No, not that.
But it's a center.
It's a center.
Yeah.
It's like a gym.
Like a gym.
It's a gym. Is it a gym? I feel like it's a gym.
It's a swimming pool, a leisure center. It's a leisure center.
What time is they open?
What time is they open? You can easily look that stuff up. Well, you got another star. Yeah. Unsolicited spam over SMS is a low act. Our personal numbers are not a resource for you to exploit. I've never even been there. Did you buy a list of mobile numbers to spam? Shame on you.
Oh, shame on you. You can readily do that these days.
You can readily do that.
Yeah.
You can.
You can buy data off.
You absolutely can.
Oh, you can. It's fine. It's above board.
We bought it to promote this podcast.
Yeah. It is a dog act.
It is a dog act.
It's a dog act.
Dog act. Number one star. I disappointed my son. 11 next month, he turns 12. And
What's going on?
You need to read that again.
Yeah, I disappointed my son. 11 next month, he's 12 years old. We joined in.
No, you nailed that.
Yeah, that was it. That makes sense.
We joined on Monday. He got a lesson, but I couldn't get a lesson too. Why didn't they tell me that before I joined? So it wasn't my fault. I had to cancel the membership, but they told me to pay 2 weeks. I can't use the service. Why do I need to pay?
That's fair enough.
I'm furious. I hate it when you're paying for it. Isn't it disgusting?
Does she go to the pub and go, what, I can't have a kid's meal? What, I can't have a kid's meal?
What if I identify as
see
one?
Your table.
Yeah.
So look, it's a swimming
can't
pool.
Say anything
it's a swimming,
anymore.
You can't say anything. Yeah. Swimming pool near here because I just randomly looked at this up the other day and I was like, this is so good. It's so good. All of the stars are pretty much, it's just one star for nearly everything.
Did you give it
people
a, did, what, how many?
I haven't rated it yet.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been.
And?
Obviously, guy. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you
love a swim.
I love it. I've had a good time with it. It's not busy.
I always
upset people at the counter.
No one's going in to swim.
No one's going.
Everyone's upset. Do you shower? Like, what's wrong with it? Like, what
there's
do you
nothing,
think?
There's nothing. I don't think. There's sometimes some showers that you can't use. They're out of order. And there's always someone just going by them, which is fun.
Is it you?
It's me. And then Googling bad reviews. Segment 4, would you rather? Have you got would you rather?
Yeah, I've got would you rather.
Oh my God, would you rather?
This is so profesh.
Isn't this profesh?
Yeah, laptops up.
Laptops
everything
up.
Everything I have into this. Okay.
He needs to go into the office. Laptops, I got a full work, you got a workspace here.
We've got everything we need.
Yeah. Okay, shall I start?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather listen to 100 hours of Celine Dion or 1 minute of your mum singing Pony?
I love Celine Dion.
She's so good.
Yeah.
But you can't go to sleep. Like you have to listen to it for 100 hours. You cannot, can't leave the room. I should have.
Can you sleep?
You cannot sleep.
I'd fall asleep.
You can't though.
You can't tell
this
me that.
This is the rules. Well, then you're going to have to choose
just
from slap, singing you.
Slaps you in the face. Celine Dion slaps you in the face. I'm still singing.
I'm still singing.
I love Celine. 100 hours of it would be lovely. But after a while. Do you know how many times
thing?
I changed that number? I was like 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, no, that's still good. Like you'd still be having a nice time after 10 hours. And I was like, 24.
And that's the way it is.
That's exactly who she is.
And how many hours of music do you reckon she has? She'd have a lot of hours of music. Oh.
But you can just listen to one of those songs for one hour. It's up to you.
No, she's got too many hits.
Too many hits.
Yeah. God, she's good.
God, she's good.
100 hours. Can't go to sleep. Can't leave.
What's my mum singing?
Pony
by Genuine.
Is it my mum?
It's definitely Bronwyn. Yeah, Bill. It's your mum, and she's making eye contact. So I've got a lot of details that come in later.
And she's got
this
your
game.
Mic.
Just for the record, I sang "Baby, It's Cold Outside" with my mum at this nursing home yesterday, and that song is all about male predatory behaviour on a woman. And mum was looking at me, going, "I really can't stay." I'm like, "Baby, it's cold." And I was like, "This is weird." Like it was weird. Getting really weird. Yeah, so yeah. I've already done it. Whatever weird eye contact thing that you think she's going to do. We did it yesterday.
But you did it, but you're willing to do it again. Like you liked it then. You obsess it. You're in love with your mum.
No, I did love it.
You in love with your mum?
But you did love it.
Was that 3.5 minutes? I can do another minute.
You knew another minute. Okay,
I
great.
Sleep. Sleep's very important
I'm
to me.
Tell Celine you said that.
Yes. But you're close to Celine. She's actually very close to Celine. Is she your best friend?
Yeah. I like how she dances.
I've never seen her dance.
When she's sitting down and dancing, it's really good.
Oh, I'm
sitting
look
down
this up.
Dance.
Sitting down dance.
It's really good.
I love her French Canadian accent.
Yeah,
she's got a gorgeous accent. Do yourself beautiful. A favor if you never listen to Celine Dion. Put it in the show notes.
Does she still have does she just still perform at in Vegas every night?
She's actually very sick. She may never sing again.
No.
She meant to be your friend.
She sits down. Maybe that was a clue when she was sitting down dancing.
Yeah, I read that this week. So we should move.
Sorry. Let's go to the next segment.
Yeah. That's really sad. I love it. Celine, if you're listening.
Celine, I'm so sorry.
We're so sorry.
Helicopters is one of my favorite words she says. Helicopters.
Helicopters.
That is adorable.
That is fun. Microwave. That's not her. That's just having fun.
Well, as my German friend would say, looking out the window, oh, yeah, this beautiful eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus. You got a beautiful eucalyptus.
Oh, we're doing accents. Perfect.
We just cut 10 minutes out.
We got the dump button.
Would you rather eat a sandwich you found in the bin or eat a sandwich you know someone made with their clean feet?
Clean feet.
Oh.
Every time.
Is the sandwich wrapped?
In the bin?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Is it deep in the bin or is it just like resting on top?
And it's not your bin. It's someone else's. It could be a public bin.
Cold bin.
You made a very specific statement of saying clean feet.
Yeah.
Very clean.
How are they picking up the knife and buttering the bread with feet?
They're not doing it with their toes. They're doing the...
Oh, the camera's too hot. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, this is this segment. This segment does it.
The camera's too hot. That that's good, isn't laugh. It?
The segment. This is a hot segment.
I'm going to take the feet sandwich.
Feet sandwich. Okay.
Oh, in fact, I'm going to have a foot long.
That's good.
I'll see myself out.
Good night, everybody.
No, that's great. Okay, good. Okay, now I've learned all I need to know.
About Rob?
Yep. I've got a life hack.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So this is I am a mother of three children. I'm a very busy woman.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. You are a very, very busy man. Doing whatever you do.
Sure.
Everyone needs to be like, you know, just get through their life a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. So these hacks that I provide every single week, they're very useful. Mm. This one, when taking a picture, someone's taking a photo of you.
With my phone or with a camera? Not important?
Doesn't matter.
Carry on.
It's up to you.
You're nitpicking now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd just like to know.
You'll upset, bro.
I'm a details guy.
In order for your smile to look genuine, squint your eyes.
Now I'm squinting at you. Now I look like I'm like...
Look like you're a bit mad.
I look like I'm a bit skeptical of you.
Just smile without squinting your eyes. See? I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe you.
I'm a professional smiler.
You're professional. Doesn't headshots all the time.
Not a professional. But
have you ever looked at someone and think that's a fake smile?
Oh, all the time.
Are they squinting their eyes?
Then definitely not.
Exactly. I've hacked it.
She's hacked it up.
So if you're like, I really don't want to smile at this person.
Show me a squint.
I can't because I've got facial palsy.
No, you can squint a bit.
That's not how it goes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're adding
that's
a tilt.
That's not how you smile.
Yeah, you're adding a tilt.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Right. That's
squinting. That was it. And then smile without a squint. You're squinting.
Facial palsy.
No, you look surprised.
No, you look spooked. Too wide.
You look spooked.
I was spooked. I was still kind of scared from the spooky story.
That's
from
right.
A little squint.
Is it firm?
The man in the house.
Very firm voice.
Very firm voice.
Get in the bathroom. Go to sleep on the floor.
Oh my gosh!
Is that a life hack?
It's a life hack.
That's a life hack.
It's a life hack. It's what you're welcome. I employ to use it.
I love.
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
If you want.
If you can.
That's up to you. If you can. If you can afford it.
Well,
Thank you, Rob, for joining us on the goddamn podcast.
Thanks so much. I don't have a life hack for you guys.
Don't have a life hack.
You don't?
No. I'm just trying to think of something.
What's helped you in life?
Smiling.
Great set of parts.
Yeah, great set of parts.
Sing with your mum when you get a chance.
That's right. Just being kind to people, I think, it always helps me in life.
That's nice.
Just
that's beautiful.
You are kind.
Even if you're drunk, you can still be kind.
You can. Yeah. You don't have to shout all the time.
And you can say whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want.
When you're kind.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's coming from a place of kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all drunk aunties.
Yes.
It always comes
from a place.
Always, always. Send us a letter.
Never resent it.
Never. Never bitter.
Never bitter. And always in the moment. They never bring things up further.
I could have meant anything. The minute you walked in the joint. All right, Mum, we get it.
We get it.
I'm sorry, my mum likes to come in to the podcast.
Get out of here.
Come
on, Bill.
Put that white tit away.
That one white tit.
Tie the sarong up.
Send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com or speakpipes. We'd love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.